Good morning. We came to Yom Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Ayodalad. We did Siman Tesvav. We dealt with. We touched on the concept of Psik Resha in this context, and we mentioned there's a difference between Psik Resha to Lo Nichalei and Psik Resha to Nichalei. Let's clarify this point. There's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, which comes up throughout Shas, not limited to Shabbos and Yom Tov. If Dabar Sheni Miskaben is Mutar, Dabar Sheni Miskaben is us, the more it talks about it in regards to putting out the fire in the Mizbeach, the more it talks about it in regards to wearing Klayim, the more it talks about it in regards to benefiting from Avodah Zorah, it's not limited to Shabbos. In all of these cases, Rabbi Shimon said there's halacha Dabar Sheni Miskaben is Mutar, Rabbi Yehuda says it's Aser. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says there's a possibility of an issa d'oraisa taking place. So that's going to be Aser. It's the sake of the Raisa L'chumra. The Rosh Hashanah Miskaben is Aser. Rosh Hashanah says it's Mutar. Rosh Hashanah says that the Isri Atara are not only that the action happens, is that the human being, as a human being, should be involved in doing it. So a person not trying to do it, even though it happens, it's like something happened that's not his responsibility. So that's called Dabar Sheni Miskaven, that's Mutar. However, even worse says, Abayir and Rabbi say, the even Rav Shimon is moited by case of Psik Resha. Psik Resha is a phrase that the more uses, it's actually half of a phrase. The full phrase is Psik Resha Vloyomos. Can you chop off the head and the living being will not die? Referring to an animal, referring to a bird, referring to a human being. But I would say that's impossible. You can't chop off the head, and it will die. So that it's inevitable. So this is a way to say it's if it's inevitable, malacha, it's going to be or iser is going to be usher, because we deal with Psik Resha like a Dabar HaMiskaven. Since action A that he's doing is causing action B. Action B is always happens out of action A. We look at them as a corollary, is that they're always one. Alternatively, we say since it's inevitable, it's going to happen. The person is clearly aware and doing it anyway, so it's like he's being mechaben. That's a Psik Resha. Comes along the Sefer Ha'aruch. Baruch was written. It was a lexicon. It was a list of a definition of words written by Rabbi Nosson from the area of Rome, from the city of Rome. This took place before Rashi, that he wrote this lexicon of words in Shas. Many times when he would write the lexicon, besides just translating the word, he would explain a Gemara that it came from. So here we have a Rishon explaining Gemaras. So the Aruch says that Psik Resha D'lo Nichalei is Mutar. That Psik Resha, which the person does not want it to happen, or Psik Resha, the person doesn't care if it happens. So in the Halacha, we do not differentiate between whether the person is Lo Nichalei, he's unhappy that it's happening, or Lo Ichmalei, he doesn't care. Both of those are, he's not Nichalei, he doesn't have a positive interest in it happening. He holds a Psik Resha Lo Nichalei as Mutar. So that which we're going to upgrade, using Psik Resha, we're going to upgrade using Psik Resha from being an enemy scab to being a scab, and that's only if the person wants the results. The person is not simply interested in the results. We do not upgrade it from Psik Resha to Lo Nichal to an actual mice like it has a kabbana. We do not upgrade it from Dabar Sheni Miskaben to Dabar Sheni Miskaben. That's the opinion of the Aruch. Tosfos disagrees. Since Psik Resha Lo Nichalei is Aser. So even though the person has no interest in it happening, it's going to be Aser. Is it Issa D'oraisa, Issa D'rabbanan? Let's assume it's Issa D'rabbanan, but it's Aser. So a person does Schita, and the Schita is being reabsorbed into the Kli. It's a Psik Resha, the scenario which we discussed before. He's squeezing in the cloth. It's inevitable it's going to get soaked as the liquid is trying to get out. And it's inevitable as he squeezes it, the liquid's not going to release. So it's a Psik Resha, but it's a Nichalei. So again, Nichalei doesn't mean he has this positive act of interest that it should happen. As long as he just doesn't want it, he's not negative to the event. That's called Psik Resha Nichalei. Well, let's say Tzarech L'Ibud. So why does he want to squeeze it out? What does he get out of it? So it's either psigresh the lo nichale, which according to the Aruch is mutter, according to Tosfos is aser. We said before that even if you say psigresh lo nichale is going to be aser, in this case it's going to be better because the whole source for the concept over here is learned from dosh, and dosh, always, the person always extracts the kernel to get the item inside. So the skid is only considered like dosh if it approximates the act of dosh. The person is doing it to get the content. A person is doing it just as your halach leibud. We can argue that that's even better. Psirash unichale general is also, but this case is we deal with this. If it, he has no kavana from malacha, he has a kavana against doing a malacha, and that's why the case might be mutter. We haven't set our own personal opinion, but we'll leave that for private discussions. Have a good day.